take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest forms of human maturity, accepting full responsibility. It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood, the day you accept full responsibility. And another note, learn to reap in the fall without apology. Without apology if you do well, and without complaint if you don't. That's maturity. I used to have that long list of reasons why I wasn't doing well. To explain. You got to explain, right? Otherwise you're going to look bad. I used to have this funny list called Reasons for Not Looking Good. I used to blame the government. I mean, you can believe that or not. It was at the top of my list. I had a lecture second to none. The government. That was on my list. I used to blame taxes. Look what you got left after they take everything. And they expect you to do well. That was on my list there. Prices, that one's easy, right? You walk into the supermarket with $20, come out with a little half bag. So I had that on my list. I used to blame the weather. I blamed the traffic. I used to blame my car. I blamed the manufacturers. I used to blame the company. I blamed company policy. I used to blame the training program. I blame my negative relatives. They were always putting me down. I blame my cynical neighbors. They're just selfish, looking out for themselves. Won't loan you money? They were on my list. I used to blame the economy. I blame the community. That's a pretty good list for not doing well, isn't it? I thought it was good. I'll never forget one day. Mr. Schoff is very kind, but he was also very blunt. And this was no exception. And I'm glad he was blunt. There's a lot of things I'd have missed if he hadn't have been blunt. One day, with sort of a curious look on his face, he said, "Jim, just out of curiosity, tell me, how come you haven't done well up until now?" Excellent question. I thought, well, so I won't look too bad, I'll go through my list. And this list I just gave you, I put that on him. And he was very patient. He let me go through the whole thing, the government, the weather. I went through this whole thing. When I finished, he looked my list over very carefully. He said, "Mr. Owen, big problem with your list. You ain't on it." How brilliant. When I went to work for him a few months later, I learned very quickly to tear up my list, reasons for not doing well, and I threw it away. And I got me a fresh piece of paper. And I put one word on it. Me. There's a black heritage spiritual that says it's not my mother nor my father nor my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. See, I used to blame everything outside. And then let me give you a little philosophy that helped turn my life around. For your notes, here it is. It's not what happens that determines the quality or the quantity of your life. It's not what happens. And the reason is because what happens happens to about everybody. No different. The sun went down on all of us last night. A common event, a happening. And I found out that the same things can happen to two different people. One gets rich and one stays poor. Why is that? It's because it's not what happens, but rather it's what you do that changes everything.
It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Haydn Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Haydn Russo.
Woo! feeling that there, Dave. I'm feeling that there. You're live here on Talk Zone, and this is the Hayden Russo Show. President-elect Donald Trump. Boom. I stand and salute the president-elect and the new commander-in-chief that is waiting in the wings. It is a new day here in America, and let's make America great again. To Hillary Clinton, I want to say thank you for a hard, strong fight, and may God bless you in your future endeavors and all the things that you plan to do to continue to make this world a better place. No one knows what lies ahead, but we definitely won't blame the government. And we're running out of time to blame President Obama. And oh God, the hot seat that's waiting for you, President-elect Donald Trump. All I can say is do you. It is time that we understand that this is the time that we need to be successful with our money. Well, what do you mean by that, Hayden? We need to understand that there's a universal God. There's a universal, there's universal principles when it comes to the foundation of money, when it comes to the understanding of money, when it comes to understanding the accumulation of money and how compounding interest can benefit you in more ways than none. And to the younger folks, to the kids that are in middle school and high school, if you can get these principles that will be taught to you today, it will change your life. It will change the way that you see life, because you'll be able to live an abundance of life. Why? Because you'll be able to understand the rules of money. You'll be able to understand how to engage in life and how to put yourself in a position to win. Irregardless of who the president is. I love Donald Trump. He's going to go in and he's going to shake some things up. But Alec is still running the show. And all of the other secret agencies that are out there for the multi-rich and the privileged, they will still be running the show. So he may go in there with a big bat. He may be able to knock some things down and shake some things up, but I don't think that he's going to totally change the establishment. So we're left with nothing else but to depend on us. And I'm here to tell you that the things that the principles that would be taught to you today is not based on your income. It's based on the principles and how you handle the management of money. If you clearly understand the universal law, you would be rich. If you clearly understand that each time that you got paid, that the principle start from that moment, you would be rich. Because richness is all about time. And when you were born, you were given nothing but time. But then you will also understand that you were given a mind to process information and to give you the abundance of answering questions that could change your life, that could change your finances, that could change the way that you live in abundance for the rest of your life on planet Earth. Until God calls upon you and the great God say that we're ready for you to come into a different life in another life form, because your spirit will never die. So ask yourself this question. if thou is to retain 10% of all of his earnings or her earnings, that is the key to an estate plan. And we'll get further in detail with what I mean by an estate plan. But in order for you to build an estate plan, thou has to put away 10% of his or her earning and keep it for the rest of his or her life. And the 90% that is left is what you will have to deal with for charity, for investment, for your necessities. But 10% of all earning is thou to keep forever. This is the piece of the equation. I don't care what level you are on. I don't care if you're in the elementary school, middle school. I don't care if you're in high school, college. I don't care if you got a summa cum laude and all that great stuff, all those great titles. I don't care. These principles are the foundation that this country economic system was based upon. So thou has to put away 10% of all of his earning to keep. It is time that we understand that this particular laws that were put into place maybe 500 or 600 BC are still existing today. The principles are no different at all. It is time to build a wall around your life, around your finances that cannot be penetrated by the government. That can't be penetrated by your Bernie Madoffs and your Reinstein, the different lawyers that create these Ponzi schemes. And I'm going to tell y'all something, okay? Be careful of the system, because every time a Ponzi scheme is created, it's always from one of the Ivy League schools that these guys are coming out of. So you have to build yourself a wall around all of that stuff, because your money is the first line of defense. I don't care what it is that you want in this country. Your money is the first line of defense. So 10% should always be there to defend you. Especially when you're giving your blood, sweat, and tear, you're giving your life to a job. When you're on a job that, and you know that every day, every hour that we live on planet Earth, you're dying. So when you're on a job, you're giving your life to a job. You may be there for the monetary gain, but guess what? We're only given so many hours, so many minutes, so many days, so many months, so many years to live on this life. So begin to create an estate plan, building a wall that nobody can break through, a wall that protects you against the government, that protects you against laws, that protects you against crooks. And if you stay true to these principles, people like Bernie Madoff will never be able to get to you. You have to learn the rules of money. Are you tired of not having enough money to do the things that you want? Are you tired of not having the money you want every time you go out to spend? You're worrying, or are you concerned about the cost? Why you can't just walk in the store, pick the 6 items that you want, pay for, and go on about your business? Up until this point in my life, all I have to show is my family. And I'm not saying to you guys, I'm not saying that's not a valuable quality to go out and to say that you have kids that are in love with you, that you have kids that you would give all out. You'll do anything for to help for the betterment of their success.
I don't want to just be all that. I want to be the father that says that when I pass away, this inheritance, oh yeah, I may be given a substantial amount to charity and to making the world a better place, but I want my kids. I want to build generational wealth. So I want my kids and their grandkids and their kids' kids to continue to further the cause, to continue to further the legacy, because I know that the heart that I have and the passion and the wisdom that I have, if I'm able to pass that on, they will continue to be philanthropists that are helping the world to be a better place and helping people to create different things to make the world a better for the human mankind. There's more to life than just besides just accomplishing just my family, because they're going to great schools and they have decent jobs and they went out and created families. I want to be there to be able to support all of them. I want to create an estate that is so impenetrable that no government, no laws, no nothing can't get through it, because 10% of all my earnings is mine to keep. And if 10% is mine, if 10% of all my earnings is mine to keep forever, then you shouldn't have to ever worry about money. Because if you start saving now based on these principles, kids, based on these principles, young men or young lady, based on these principles for teenagers that are in their, not teenager, for young adults that are in their 20s that are growing into their 30s. I don't care if you're in your 50s or 60s. I don't care if you're in your 70s. These principles apply. This is what life was based on. When I say that the economic system that we use with the Dow Jones and everything else that's out there, these systems were established 500 to 600, 700, 800 BC, and they still are current and relevant today. To the kids that are listening to this show, I'm telling you, I guarantee you that if you implement these principles that you'll be taught here today, you'll be a millionaire by the age of 30. Learn the rules of money. But not only learning the rules of money, you also have to learn how to play the game. Okay? So I'm here to break it down for you. The rules of money. The first thing that we have to do is to understand the rule of the 10% and why it's there. 10% of thy earning is yours to keep. This life, you came to this life by out maneuvering and outrunning over 500 billion sperms to come and play on this planet Earth. So there's no way that every time that you get a check that you don't have a way of recording that check in a form of some monetary gain, because that was the form of you going to work. You gave your time and effort for some monetary value, and that any time you're compensated, 10% of that amount will be put away into a fund that if we decide, and we'll get into that later on investing, how we will invest that money, because it will never be lost. Okay? Then the next thing we need to do is control our expenditures. Because when we take that 10% out, that remaining 90%, there's a breakdown, and we'll get into that, of what else we need to do with the remaining 90%, because there's a lot of success that's there. Then we have to learn how to grow our gold mine. Learn how to make our money grow through compounding interest and other mechanisms that are out there. Then we have to understand that at some point in time in our life, we need to own our own home outright. And when you own what provides you shelter, whether you have one or two or three homes, when you own them, you know, it will decrease and help the other laws move forward in a much faster way, because you're controlling your expenditures. You have to guard the treasures from loss, because no matter what, we're not investing in anything that will not guarantee that our money will come back, because this is our life. When we get to be 50 and 60 years old, when we're no longer able to produce, this will continue to be our first line of defense to allow us to live any kind of life that we want to live. You know, and then you got to make sure that you're making profitable investments. You will not make any investment that you don't have thorough knowledge on, that you haven't done the research on. You won't depend on anyone. I don't care if it's a financial advisor. You will have some type of knowledge based on what you're doing. You have knowledge on the type of investment that you're making. You will not go into the situation blind and just give your money to someone else to invest for you. No, we're out of that mindset. Because we have to ensure our future income. Because thou shalt invest in the future of the family. And we'll begin to later on talk about some of the things and how to prepare kids to accept your inheritance instead of just giving everything away. Prepare your kids to build a generational wealth that can be passed on generation and generation and generations. And this is a very important rule. Thou shalt not lend thou treasures to family or friend on any large level. It should be such a small level of loan that that if the loan is never repaid, it will have no consequences or bearing on you whatsoever. You don't lend your fortune to anyone. You protect it. And you don't violate any of these rules. You maintain these rules, and we'll get into how you continue to maintain these rules without violating any of these rules. And we'll get back into the next steps and the things that you need to do to protect your money as you're increasing your income and you're learning how to save your money. And as it builds, we'll talk about some of the things that you need to do and how we need to continue to play this game of controlling our money by understanding the rules of money. We'll be back with more after this short commercial break, right after this. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday.
What?
Man, look at your hair.
Dude, go get a haircut. It's 8 o'clock.
What do you mean, 8 o'clock?
You still have time.
Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
Invest in Macedonia.com. www.inmacedonia.com. The future to connecting the world.
The best pork barbecue, ribs, and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382.
So that's a key phrase. It's not what happens, it's what you do. What happens is about the same. You might put that in parentheses here. Same. What people do, that's what's different. Anything can happen, right? Everything can happen. I've heard all the stories. I've been one of the stories. Hey, we could all tell stories all night long, right? Happenings. Anything can happen. Have you heard of Murphy's Laws? Anybody here heard of Murphy's Laws? Okay, most of you have. Murph had these laws. One of them was, if anything can go wrong, it will. That's one of Murphy's laws. He was not one of the great positive speakers of the day. But anyway, it's still true though, right? Anything can go wrong, everything can go wrong. For sure. I've fallen out of the sky so many times. Once to the tune of a couple of million. Devastating. Took me a while to survive that one. Now, it wasn't all that much, but it was all I had. I mean, that's when it's much, right? When it's all you got. If you got three, two go, you got one left, you ain't looking that bad. But when it all goes, has anybody been there when it all went? Anybody? Come on, the rest of you liars. Hey, we've all been there, right? When it all went. Of course, it used to be a long time ago, right? When you ran out of money, got to zero, you were all through. Heck, now you can whistle right on by zero, right? I mean, they will bury you. That's what they will do. But see, those are the happenings, right? Everything can happen. Anything can happen.
And now, more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
Thank you. I don't want to be part of any kind of system. I don't want to be part of the stock market system. I'm not telling you that there's no safe investments in the stock market, but I'm telling you that 10% of thou is yours to keep. You won't risk mine in the stock market. And we'll talk about some of the other investments on how you could take some of your money and invest in the stock market. But this particular 10% is only safe investments. So we have to protect this particular 10% away from the stock market, because they're only, you know, because that's part of learning. Okay. And for some of you that are out there, let me explain to you that there's two types of learning. The first one is learning what you know, the things that you taught through the school, taught through college and all of the wonderful things that you learn along the way. But once you acquire and you learn those things, then the second part of learning is learning to train yourself to learn what you don't know. And that's why I'm giving you these remedies and these cures for money. But you can't just listen to me and just come here and think that every time you come here on Wednesday from 5 to 6 that I have all of the answers for you. You need to pick up a book and begin to read on money. Learn what the others are doing. Learn what the others are the type of insurance investments and how they're taking their insurance investment and then they're converting it into a policy that helps bring nurses for in-house care and what kind of cash value it has. Learn different things. Learn what you don't know. There's no law that says that you can't live in a community where everyone is a millionaire. That every one of your kids can't be a millionaire, but I'm telling you that every one of your kids, every one of your grandkids, everyone that you know that will listen, that will follow these principles will be a millionaire and be able to maintain that for the rest of their life and be able to be a philanthropist and continue to give back and making a human contribution to human mankind even long after their gods have called them on to a new planet into a new being. Are you serious? It's about the discipline that 10% of thou is yours to keep. You have to make your mind up that you know that you're going to have the commitment to keep no matter what. In the beginning, it's easy to take 10%. If it's $60, it's easy. If the second week is $60 added to $120, it's still easy. The third week is still added up to $180, it's still easy. The fourth week, $240. But what about after the first year? And we'll get into that. although, you know, that you may be saving the day in small amounts, you have to remember that person is going to begin to get fat in 1, 2, 5, 7, 10 years from now. Don't let time pass you by. And for the young folks that can get these principles along the way, don't let these times pass you by. No matter how old you are, how young you are, obey the laws. And for those that are much older, here's my suggestion to you. Start now. Get these principles rolling right now. For the young people, start now. You'll be much richer and you'll be able to do the things that you want to do. And you'll be able to have much more fun in your 30s than I was able to have. And you not only that, your pockets will be secure. Make a commitment to yourself that 10% of thou is yours to keep. Say it in the morning, say it at night, say it in the middle of the day, say it every hour. I don't care. Say it as much as you can. Because if you get any of my labor, 10% of that is going to be mine. You're not getting any of it. I'm going to keep my 10%. Because I know the money law. I know what it's going to take. I know what it takes to build wealth. Okay, you have to save and you have to begin to plant seeds. And that's what you're doing. When you begin to keep in this small 10% that no one would be able to get to, that no law would be able to get to, is building that wall. And I'm going to tell you something. There is a great story about the creation of money and some of the principles that we're talking about from a great city of the Babylonians. And they had this 160-foot tall wall that was approximately maybe, I don't know, 40, 50 feet wide. No one could get through this wall. They used to take 6, 7 horses at a time and just ride them up there as part of the protection and making sure that no one doesn't come up onto the land and think they can just walk up on it. Are you serious? Start planting your seed. And the sooner you start planting your seed, the sooner you'll be able to reap your harvest. And for those of you that are reaping your harvest when you're 15 years old and if you got this, and for anyone that's listening in other countries, and from the UK, people that are listening in Haiti, people that are listening in India, I appreciate you. Thank you. But if your people in your country begin to implement these principles, your life in 1 year to 2 years and 10 years from now will change. And the abundance of life that you will be able to live will be because that you begin to plant your seed and you started when you heard it and you didn't procrastinate. You started now. And you continue to water it by continuing to make sure that you're taking in this 10%. And growing it. And if you begin to plant your seeds in 10 years, you would have doubled your current yearly income right now at a minimum. What do you mean by that, Hayden? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's say you make $600 a week. Okay? And let's say we have two different people work at the same plant. All right. One is going to take this philosophy that 10% is mine, is mine to keep. And the other one is going to say, you know what? I make $600 a week. I'm not saving anything. OK, so the first week. The guy the young lady or the male get paid for $600. They take $60 and put it away. The other young lady or male in column B doesn't put anything away. When you calculate that for the end of the month, each one of them earned $2,400. One of them put $240 away. The other didn't put anything away. Okay? When you multiply their income for the year, right? Each one of them made $28,800 for the year, right? But the gentleman or the woman in column A, guess what? They saved $2,880 in the first year. The person or the woman or man in column B, They didn't save anything. So that philosophy is a destructive philosophy that will create colossal failures. If you're not saving anything, zero multiplied by a million will give you zero. So it's $2,800 the first year. It's $5,760 the second year. It's $8,640 the third year. It's $11,520 the fourth year. Just saving $60 a week. On the fifth year, it's $14,1400. On the tenth year, guess what? It's $28,800. That's basically saying if you didn't invest in anything, and all you did was just save it. In 10 years, you have grown your yearly salary from $60 a day, 10% of your earnings. Are you serious? These principles have been around forever, and they're very simple principles. Everybody's trying to grow it in big chunks and playing the lottery or going to some slot machine thinking that that's going to be the way to get this wealth. No, it's through constant discipline and understanding the rules of money and understanding how when you start saving this money, even if you took it and put it into a money market account that was giving you 3 to 5% and you only allowed to write one or two checks, who cares? This money is not for use. It's for building an estate. Stay disciplined as your money grow. 10% of thou is yours to keep forever. You're not going to break through this wall. You can't spend any of that money. It's not yours to spend. It's to grow so that when you do retire, that's when you're spending it. That's when you become eligible to relax and enjoy the fruits of your labor. It's not for you to enjoy now while you're making a steady income. That's part of the watering process. So now you got to learn to live within your means and learn within the 90% that's left. But always remember that the 10% that is yours to keep will be your only wall and will be your only line of defense. You don't have no other way of protecting yourself. You don't have no other way of protecting yourself if you need some finance, some large check for some type of transplant. Or if you have $100,000 deductible, you want to be able to walk up there and say, hey, will you write them a check for that, please? That would not determine whether you give me the quality of care that I need. Because why? You understand and you're following the laws. You're keeping the 10% each and every pay period. I don't want you to try to double it, triple it, or quadruple it. I just need you to stay disciplined and make it every week. And if you stay disciplined, you'll be true to it. It'll grow for you. You have to continue to stay disciplined even when it start getting big, because we're going to start playing this game here with this 10% for the rest of your natural life. And we'll talk about whoever would take on the funds that you accumulate and all of the success that you build. Whoever would take on this empire, guess what? We'll train and know that they're going to be able to handle this empire before we die. Don't spend any of this money unless, you know, somebody is just giving you twice the amount of collateral to protect your money, because we don't lose our principal to no one. Our money will grow for the rest of our life. You can't make any kind of silly investment with our 10%. I tell you how to spend the 90%, but with this 10% here, you don't make any kind of investment. We only make safe investment, treasuries, bonds, whatever that's guaranteed payment. And there's other instruments that's out there that banks use, but they make sure to tell you that no matter what, you will not lose your principal. Because our principal is not, will not be put at risk. So Hayden, what do you mean you want us to control our expenditures? You want us to take the 90% that's left
And how do you want us to break that down, Hayden? How do you want us to use it? Well, let me tell you what you got to do. Okay. And understanding that one of the laws is kind of controlling your, controlling your expenditures, right? You have to understand that with the 90% that's left, which is $540, the first and foremost, we have to understand that God come first, and we this charity, this 10%, we have to find this $54, which is 10% of this $540, we're going to use for some shape, form of charity to give back, making the world a better place. Okay. The other 10%, we're going to use, that's for $54. That's for investing. Whether it's investing in a retirement plan, whether it's investing in annuities, whether it's investing in things that, you know, we won't have access to the age of, you know, 55, 60 years old. Okay. Then we need another 10% for emergency fund, which is another $54 that will allow to continue to build into account, because life has a way of throwing you strange curveballs. And when they throw you these type of curveball, we want to be in a position and be prepared to deal with those situations. And when you save those 30% out of the remaining 90% that was left, you'll have $378, and, you know, just do whatever you want to do, but make sure that you're covering the roof over your head. Okay. And creating an estate is not something that is very simple. It is simple, but it's also discipline. And I'm just going to cut into a short commercial break, and we'll be back with more right after this, so that we can get into the heart of what we need to do to let this compound in interest and to let this thing grow beyond our wildest imagination. We'll be back with more right after this.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo, they are ready. Get your bling. Women, cheerleaders, tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781. Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Winter Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you.
But it's not the happenings, it's what you do about it. Somebody says, yeah, but you don't understand the disappointments I've had. Come on. Everybody's had their share. Disappointments are not special gifts reserved for the poor. Everybody has them. The difference is what you do about it. It's not the weather. I used to blame the weather, and I discovered it rains on the rich. So see, that won't help. Two men wake up one morning, there's a rainstorm on. One of them looks out his window, sees the rainstorm, and he says, wow, what a storm. With weather like this, they can't expect you to go out and make sales. He stays home. Same morning, the other guy looks out his window, sees the same storm, says, wow, what a storm. But he says, you know what, with weather like this, what a great day to go out and make sales. Most everybody will probably be home, especially the salesman.
Ha 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 ha
See, that's the difference in how your life works out. It's not what happens, it's what you do. So here's one of the key questions of the evening. Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference?
And now more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
Yeah. This is real. This is real good. As you building on a $600 income, as you're building approximately $3,000 a year, when it start getting big, okay, it is not time to let anyone borrow this money. It's to understand that now when you start getting into year two and to year three with this same discipline, this money will start growing much more rapidly. Because 10% now is embedded, that is just yours to keep, and you come first. And it's not just taking the other 30%. It's understanding what the first 10% mean, and when you begin to multiply your money, and you start feeling good about the security that you're building and that you're preparing yourself. You can't prepare yourself for death. You can't prepare yourself for anything that may come down the road, but you could prepare yourself that if it's anything to deal with money, you'll be secured. You'll be able to consult other men and women to help you to grow it, and so that you can continue a legacy and giving your money to your family to continue to grow and creating generational wealth. Learning how to invest your money, learning what not to do with your money by trying to make your money grow for unreasonable profits. It would lure you into con men. It would lure you into people that are there just trying to find a way to take your money from you without earning it themselves. So understand that the slow and the for sure guaranteed methods of making money is what we're looking for. Because the principle that we're investing can never be lost. We want to be able to use the compounding interest and be able to say that the long term and the steady discipline of what we've been doing is what has helped us. And with that type of discipline, when you're building discipline, the mind build that same discipline all over across the board, and it helps you connect the dots, you know, not only from a professional level, but from a personal level and from a relationship level and from a friendship level. You start having success all around your life. But as you start building the success and people start coming at you, your friends and different associates trying to find a way to get after your funds and your money, you have to be able to have the will to say no. And if they're in some type of emergency situation or if they're worthy of being trustworthy, and if you know you're going to pay your bill, put up twice as the collateral that you're asking for so that I can guarantee that my principal will not be lost. If that's not the case, my money can sit right there in the money market and make that guaranteed 3-5% where the risk is very nominal. Because I would not lose my principal. Saying no should be very large. And guess what? I'll say no, but, you know, if you got some land or some jewelry or some property or some apartment buildings, you know, we may be able to talk. If you have some big contract and you're a big earner and you have the tax and you have the wherewithal to prove it, maybe we could talk, but because if you're family or you're somebody else, you know, we're not going to do any loan that of any kind of great significance, because we will not loan you from thou that is ours to keep. We will loan you from our 90%. And if we lose something there, that's fine, but we cannot lose anything on our 10%.
the things that you desire, your wants, your cars, your dreams, your vacation, your timeshares, your world travels, your philanthropy, you're going back to give and live a year in Africa or some Calcutta and or some of these other third world countries, that will not be part of 10% is thou to keep. That would be part of the 90%. Learn to live within your means. Allow our money to grow so that by the time we get to it and begin to enjoy it, it will begin to grow beyond our wildest imagination. We'll be able to live on the income that being produced from the harvest that we planted from 10% is thou to keep. Say it every day, say it every morning, say it every night. It's yours to keep. It's thou to keep. Begin to train your kids to take over your estate. And how you do that? You know, when your estate bill and when my estate bill, I think mine would be pretty big. You know, I test my kids, you know, hey, look, here's a $500,000. Here's $1,000,000. I'll check back in with you, in 5 years and 4 years, if God willing. And here's the rules to money. I don't need to give you a plan. I don't need to give you ideas. I don't need to tell you what it is that you need and don't need to do. It's up to you. I gave you the rules of money. Okay? I gave them to you. You know? And let's go back through them, you know. Fatten your purse by making sure you take 10% out of your gross earnings and put it away. Control your expenditures. Make sure you multiply your money. Guard your money from loss by making sure that any investment you make has collateral. Make sure you're making profitable investments because you need to ensure your family's future with a positive income. And if you're able to pay your house off along the way through these steady disciplines, you'll make sure that you're protecting the treasures. And you're not lending to family and friends, violating the rules. Are you serious? Making sure that your wealth continues to grow because you're not spending the money, the things that will happen to you on year 20 and year 30. Ha! When you start driving your Bentley, you won't have to worry about will you be able to afford the gas? Will you be able to afford your home? Your money will be spending so fast that you would not be able to spend it faster than you're making it. And you'll be spending it more when you're older having fun. Woo! How life is so sweet. Increase and start reading constantly about money and what to do with money and how to profit with money and how to make safer investment that can give you 10 times your investment at the end just because you have money that can sit for 5 years. Who cares? How is going to make you your fortune? Find opportunities that are at low cost that can be sold at a high cost because you have the money that can wait the time based on the knowledge of the things that you're reading. Guarantee the payment of your money that will come back to you. Your 10% can never be lost because you will never take chances. You will allow the very slow growth to grow because your money will continue to multiply. And when your kids come back 5-10 years from now, whether they're able to show you where they fail or they succeeded, you'll know which one that you're able to turn the reins over to, that you're able to say that I want you to take charge of making this a multi platform empire. How you protect the estate is by continuing to make sure that this constant 10% is going in, and the person that you put in charge will make sure that all future earnings, whether it's business or personal, 10% of those earnings is being socked right back into the nest. And the more hungrier you become wanting to make
these 10%, wanted to put this 10%, wanted to find new investments to be profitable so that you can invest this 10%, your mind would become clearer. And the more clearer your mind become, the more confident you become, the more ideas find you. And all of that would be accomplished through constant work. Through doing you. Do you. Change your philosophy about life, because now you have the plan. I gave you a $600 plan. You make $600 a week. Guess what? You can make your life full of abundance by playing the time and compounding interest and learning knowledge and learning what to do with money and putting yourself in a position to win through changing your philosophy and taking action. And I'm not taking slow action, taking positive action, looking at life from a positive perspective. Making sure that you understand that these rules cannot be violated. And the more that you stay constantly focused with these rules, and the more that you continue to water your harvest by continue to planting. 10% is thou all for mine to keep. 10% of thou, of all of my income, is thou to keep. Whether you're 10 years old, if you make $10, put $1 away that will never be touched. Change your philosophy about life. Look at life from the lens of a positive perspective, and make sure that you don't eat the future of your grandkids. So don't start using the money when it gets to $1 million or $2 million or $10 million. What if it can grow to $20 million? What if it can grow to $100 million in just a couple years? Just because you're continuing to maintain this discipline, and that the wheels are turning real fast, and the success is finding you in abundance. Enjoy that life. Queen Elizabeth made $325 million a day based on interest from years of this philosophy. Please, people, go back and listen to this show and take notes and write down and do all of the things and learn the great rules of life and change your philosophy and change the way that you think about your earnings, because it's not about how much you make. It's about the principles of life. It's about how you take that $600 a week and how you translate that into saying that that $60 that you're putting away will help build your estate plan and help to build a wall that cannot be penetrated by anyone or anything, and that will give you a life of abundance, and that will put you in a place, in a position for growth and to create generational wealth for you, your family, and your great grandkids and their kids. We're live here every Wednesday from 5 to 6, live here on TalkZone.com. This is the Hype and Russo Show. I hope that we were very inspirational and also motivational to you at the same time. We can kick the motivation apart, but we love to make sure that you're being educated here on the Hype and Russo Show. We'll see you here next week from 5 to 6 on TalkZone.com. Thank you very much.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you. Motivational Speaker Incorporated, Hayden Russo, author, radio show host, motivator. Book Hayden Russo today, 561-723-6775. It's time for a change, and let Hayden Russo show you the way.
Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. 7663.